Miss any of the Bill and Jessica Show? Want to listen all over again? It's the Bill and Jessica Show podcast. Here's another segment on Power 101.7.
Gwen Stefani, Akon, Sweet Escape, 738. How's the weather going to be today, Jess?
Sunny today, temps in the mid-50s.
All right, we got a question of the day coming up in a sec. I wanted to mention this story. We didn't get a chance to mention it earlier, but Wendy Williams in the news. This is coming from News Nation last night.
We don't do a whole lot of medical stories on this show unless you count autopsies, but for Wendy Williams, I will make an exception. Her story is legal as well as medical, and if you ask her, it's 100% criminal. But that dreaded court-ordered guardianship that's gravely restricted Wendy's life for more than 3 years now is pegged to a specific diagnosis, frontotemporal dementia. That is an incurable and progressive brain disease. It only gets worse, and eventually it gets debilitating. But recently, Wendy underwent a new battery of tests, and we have learned that they found the exact opposite, no dementia. That original diagnosis was wrong, these tests pointed out. We reached out to the lawyer who's leading the fight to get Wendy's guardianship lifted. Joe Tacopina is a courtroom legend, and he's a friend of this show, and he told us this is true. This story is true. Wendy is not medically incapable of making her own decisions, he says. So what does it mean? Does the guardianship end right away? Can Wendy leave that fifth floor memory care unit where she's been locked up and angry about it? She's paying for it, by the way, hundreds of thousands of dollars. Her legal team plans to ask the judge to give Wendy her life back. And if that request is refused, they say they're gonna ask for a jury trial for it. Joining me now is someone who—
All right, so that was a story that broke all over yesterday. That was the clip from News Nation last night on Banfield. And, you know, they apparently did some new tests and they're saying that she doesn't have that disease. Right. You know, awful form of dementia that could possibly end her whole guardianship.
Yep.
So apparently there's two, from what I heard yesterday, and don't do a lot of fact checking, but from what I heard yesterday was that there's two really high profile doctors in New York who, did all the tests on Wendy. The one that diagnosed her with this is a big doctor in New York City, a big high-profile doctor. The second, opinion that she got recently is another high-profile doctor. So if this did go to court, which it probably will, it's the battle of two high-profile doctors.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, each side's going to...
Yeah.
So it depends on who the jury believes. Mm-hmm. So this is going to be a fight, allegedly, supposedly, if this goes on. But all I got to say is, free Wendy. I mean, every time.
Well, we've been following this story for quite some time.
Yeah. So she hasn't been, in the news lately. Mm-hmm. But apparently she's been out and about.
Yes.
She was locked up in a hospital bedroom, behind the glass for a long time. And then I guess, her niece got involved and she was able to, go out
take
now.
Take her out to lunch and they showed those pictures where she was behind the glass, waving.
Well, the joke
to some fans.
Yeah. Joe Tacopina, the lawyer, is a real good lawyer in New York. And apparently she was out at one of his kids' weddings recently. So we'll definitely be following this and see what happens with Wendy Williams. But now there's another doctor who says she doesn't have this dementia.
Wow.
As does her lawyer. So wild, right?
What's gonna happen?
We'll see. 7:42, it's a Bill and Jessica show. We got question of the day.
Every single day, every single day, my morning show rocks.
Thank you for listening on the Power app, the TuneIn app, the Odyssey app, Alexa, and at power1017.com.
Jess, you got a new email.
Yeah, it says, Bill and Jess, I need some advice. Here's the situation. I've recently started seeing a man who is right in the middle of a divorce.
Mm.
Things between us felt promising, but now his soon-to-be ex-wife has began harassing me and calling me a homewrecker and accusing him of being unfaithful. Well, now I'm struggling with the weight of her words. Is it fair to label him a cheater if their marriage was already unraveling before we even met? Am I truly in the wrong for pursuing something with him during this transitional time? I did not intend to hurt anyone, but now I'm questioning everything. How do I know if I crossed the line or if I'm being caught in this fallout of somebody else's heartbreak?
Is he lying?
So she recently started seeing this man. He's in the middle of this divorce.
Is he lying to you?
Oh, gosh.
Did he? What was his marriage really not good when he met you? Was he just cheating? Or is she just mad? And like
she says, soon-to-be ex-wife is, you know, harassing her, calling her a homewrecker, accusing him of being unfaithful.
Is it definitely soon-to-be ex-wife? Like, what, like, it's all, it's funny, like, every day I feel like
she's struggling with, like, those words that the ex or soon-to-be ex is saying.
Every day I feel, when we go over some of these emails, I feel like I need more information, more information.
I know, and then it says, you know, I'm seeing this man who's right in the middle of a divorce. Okay, are they still living together?
Yes, he moved out. Or, you know, this, like, what is really the situation? I think that matters. 302-858-5117. I think you need to sit down with him and talk and find out a little bit more. You know,
but if he is truly going through a divorce and this is the transitional time, but the soon-to-be ex-wife is still saying he's a cheater, you're a homewrecker, and all that stuff. I feel like those words, like there's more to it.
Could be. 302-858-5117. You ever been in a situation like this? Let us know. Question of the day. It's Throwback Thursday. Good morning.